What moves and what doesn't move? There is a very rich literature on the so-called expert problem, running empirical testing on experts to verify their record. But it seems to be confusing at first. On one hand, we are shown by a class of expert-busting researchers such as Paul Meehl and Robin Dawes that the expert is the closest thing to a fraud, performing no better than a computer using a single metric, their intuition getting in the way and blinding them. As an example of a computer using a single metric, the ratio of liquid assets to debt fares better than the majority of credit analysts. On the other hand, there is abundant literature showing that many people can beat computers thanks to their intuition. Which one is correct? There must be some disciplines with true experts. Let us ask the following questions. Would you rather have your upcoming brain surgery performed by a newspaper science reporter or by a certified brain surgeon? On the other hand, would you prefer to listen to an economic forecast by someone with a PhD in finance from some prominent institution such as the Wharton School, or by a newspaper's business writer? While the answer to the first question is empirically obvious, the answer to the second one isn't at all. We can already see the difference between know how and know what. The Greeks made a distinction between techne and episteme. The empirical school of medicine of Menodotus of Nicomedia and Heraclitus of Tarentum wanted its practitioners to stay closest to techne, i.e. craft, and away from episteme, i.e. knowledge, science. The psychologist James Chanteau undertook the task of finding out which disciplines have experts and which have none. Note the confirmation problem here. If you want to prove there are no experts, then you'll be able to find a profession in which experts are useless. And you can prove the opposite just as well. But there's a regularity. There are professions where experts play a role, and others where there's no evidence of skills. Which are which?